Many American industries were created, or greatly advanced, by immigrants who had been people of no real wealth or distinction in Europe, but who became economic titans in America, while transforming the United States from a predominantly agricultural country into the leading industrial nation of the world. Cultural isolation takes many forms, creating economic and other handicaps that differ from group to group and from one society, nation, or civilization to another. Differing levels of cultural isolation within and between societies add to geographic and other factors, making economic equality unlikely among groups, societies, nations, or civilizations. Cultural development. Because not all cultures developed written versions of their languages at the same time, there has been vastly larger and more varied written knowledge available in one language than in another language at a particular period of history. Thus, in the 19th century, Czechs, Estonians, or Latvians who wanted to become doctors or scientists, or to work in other professions that required advanced education, could more readily find the appropriate books and courses available in the German language than in their own languages. Although there was a written version of the indigenous language in Estonia before the 19th century, most of the publications in the Estonian language remained religiously oriented before 1850, and the working language of all educated persons was German. Educated people in adjoining Latvia and in the Habsburg Empire's province of Bohemia, among other places in Eastern Europe and the Baltic, were likewise educated in German. German was the language of the educated classes in Prague, whether those educated individuals were ethnically German, Czech, or Jewish. Similarly, in the Baltic port city of Riga in the Russian Empire, most of the education in that city in the 19th century was conducted in German, even though Germans were no more than one-fourth of the city's population. When the Tsarist government opened a university in Estonia in 1802, most of its faculty and students were German, and this remained so for most of the 19th century. It was not just in formal education, but also in many different craft skills, that Germans were more advanced than many of the peoples of Eastern Europe. German farm settlements along the Volga and in the Black Sea region of the Russian Empire were more productive and more prosperous than the farms of the indigenous population. There was a history behind such patterns. As already noted, Western European languages developed written versions centuries before Eastern European languages as a result of Western Europe's having been conquered by the Romans and having acquired Latin letters. During the Middle Ages, it was not uncommon for Western Europeans to be a majority of the population in various Eastern European cities. These urban Western Europeans were often Germans, though there were some Jews and other Western Europeans as well. Even when the Germans were not a majority of the urban inhabitants, they were often a majority of the economic elites, as in Prague in the Habsburg Empire, or in Riga, Tallinn, and other Baltic cities in the Russian Empire. While Slavs were usually an overwhelming majority of the people in the Eastern European countrysides, there were also enclaves of German farming communities in Eastern Europe, often deliberately recruited by Eastern European rulers, who were anxious to bring people with more advanced skills into their domains, so as to increase the wealth and power of the lands they ruled. Not only did this transplant more advanced knowledge, technology, and experience into Eastern Europe, it also opened the possibility of indigenous individuals in Eastern Europe acquiring some of the cultural advances from Western Europe. From a purely economic standpoint, these infusions of human capital into Eastern Europe contributed to greater opportunities for members of the indigenous population to advance economically by rising, as many did, through the acquisition of the German language and culture. However, from a social and political standpoint, a situation in which the German minority dominated the business and professional elites, when German families in Prague often had Czech servants, but few, if any, Germans were servants, was a situation provoking ethnic resentments, and eventually ethnic identity movements expressing those resentments politically. Similar tensions and polarizations have been common in other countries, where an immigrant group brought more human capital than that of the indigenous population and was conspicuously more prosperous as a result. The Chinese in Southeast Asia, Lebanese in West Africa, Japanese in Peru, and Indians in Fiji, among many others.